Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Darling Dahlias and the Texas Star by Susan Wittig Albert, narrated by Peggotty Price.
July 30th, 1932. The Darling Dahlias Clubhouse and Gardens, 302 Camellia Street, Darling, Alabama. Dear Reader, this is getting to be quite a habit, having books written about our garden club, that is, and a very pleasant habit, too, we must say. But we're not one bit surprised that Mrs. Albert has decided to write another book about us, because every flower has a story to tell, and the story of the Texas Star, that would be Hibiscus coccineus, according to Miss Rogers, who is such a stickler when it comes to Latin names, is more sensational than most. Who could have guessed that the Texas Star herself, Miss Lily Dare, the fastest woman on earth, faster even than Amelia Earhart, would have chosen our little town to show off her daredevil's flying circus? Or that Miss Dare might be the object of so much envy and hate because of the way she lived her life and... But then, we'd better not say any more about that, because we might steal Mrs. Albert's thunder, and we certainly wouldn't want to do that. Of course, we were understandably uneasy about a story that involves the secret shenanigans of the husband of one of our very own members. We don't like to embarrass people we care about. So we sat down and had a serious discussion with Mrs. Albert about whether she ought to write this particular story or go find something else to write about. But, as Mrs. Albert herself is fond of saying, a little truth never hurt anybody very much, except where it ought to. And since everybody in town already knew all there was to know about the situation by the time the daredevils flew away, we decided that it was a story that ought to be told. We understand that this husband, whose name you will learn later in this book, has apologized to all concerned and promises to behave himself from now on. We also hope that our darling husbands will profit from seeing his transgressions written up in a book and think twice before they stray too far from the straight and narrow. In our garden club, we all love flowers, but we have also planted a big vegetable garden. It is true that flowers are comfort food for the soul, but a big plate of green beans and fatback, stewed okra with tomatoes, buttered corn on the cob, and potato salad can go a long way to comfort a body, especially these days, when jobs and money are scarce as hen's teeth and everybody's got something to worry about. And yes, it's a sad fact, but true. There is just too much grief and too many crooks and cheaters in this world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?